And in those days, what was called a pause, and I think that word was spelled P-A-W-S-E, was a piece of rock. So that would be exposed, and you do it with a pick and shovel, you'd expose it and clean it off, and expose it, and then the art of the rock getter was to weigh up how much block it could get out of it in the most economical way to get blocks from it. So he would then set it out, mark it up to make his blocks. And of course, when I started, it was all being done by compressor with jackhammers and plugs and feathers. But plugs and feathers, have you seen plugs and feathers?
Yeah, but you could describe.
Yeah. Plugs and feathers were each set of plug and feathers worth a three-piece set. And the plugs were like they had a little ear on the top, and they were made from a round seal that was approximately the size of the hole, and they were wedge, each one was like wedge shaped as well, so it was thick at the bottom and it tapered up to thin at the top. So the blacksmiths were to made them from and drawn them out of a round bar cut in half, and then they had like a little ear on the top, so that when you put them in the hole they didn't drop in. This, and then you would put a feather between them then, which was a wedge shaped, straight wedge shaped piece, and you tighten, you drew your series of holes and then put your plugs and feathers in, and you would tighten all the sets in till they were tight, and then you would start at one end and strike them with a hammer until the block split.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're very, very tight, or sometimes very, very thick, they used to put water in the holes and leave it, because the water helped it to split. The water got in, as it started to fracture, the water would get into the crack and help it to split. And if it was a very, very thick piece of stone, they would put what they call tooth holes in the edge as well, to help it keep straight, to cut straight. They would put holes in the edge of the block and the edge of the rock as well, so, and they would put plugs and feathers in there and keep them tight. They didn't cut them from there, they would just keep them tight. So as they went along striking it, somebody would then strike the ones on the edge to get them tight, and that's how the blocks were made. And then they were just got with bars and wedges then. First of all, you would hammer a wedge under the block to in order to get a bit of a gap, so you could get a bar in. Some of the big bars were from here to that bookshelf, and it took you had to have two men with a big bar to be able to work it. And they used to call it lanking, and they used to, I don't know, sorry, because the bar was obviously springy, but it was that length of bar, and you had to catch it and do that with it. And whilst you were doing it, if the blocks were very, very tight, one man would be striking the wedge. As you gave it some assistance with the bar, he was striking the wedge to get it up.
Yeah.
And sometimes with a really, really tight, sometimes you'd be days. If it was really tight, you couldn't get the blocks out. They were so tight. And it was sometimes, if it, what they called boarded it, if it was a, like say it was a 6 foot piece, they would first of all split it horizontally from the edge as well. They would, and then they would take it in two bites then. But that had all been done, all that sort of work had been done before the turn of the century with wedges.
Yeah.
With pick cut wedges. And they used to make the holes for the wedges about that sort of size. And they were made with what they call cutting picks, which were a double headed pick made by the blacksmiths. And the holes were wedge shaped, and they were probably about so deep. And they had got cutting picks and bottoming picks, and the bottoming picks were little picks. They used to pick the bottom of the hole, because the idea was that the wedge had not to strike the bottom of the hole. The wedge had to be tight, but without touching the bottom of the hole, because if it touched the bottom of the hole, it wasn't working. It was a wedge, and it cut it by forcing it apart. So once it had touched the bottom, it wasn't going any further down.
Yeah.
So that's how it was cut before the advent of compressor and plugs and feathers and jackhammers. all the rock was cut by hand.